Welcome to Bekitzer up to Simin Kuf Mem Gimel, the Alachos of Kibbet Avayim, Sif Vav. Here the Kitzer tells us, if someone's mother tells him to do something, and then he does it. And then the father comes and asks him to do something else. And the father comes and says, hey, who told you to do that? And if he tells him, oh, that the mother told him to do it, and his father would get angry, he shouldn't say that his mother told him to do it. Even if his father will get angry at him for not ratting out his mother. And Sif Zion, the Kitzer says, that one is chayef to stand for his mother and his father. Or Choshulchan says that at a minimum, the chiyuv applies twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. And Sif Ches, the Kitzer tells us that the chiyuv of Kibbet Avayim applies even after they pass away. It's a different chiyuv. Within the 12 months of them passing, he should say or write, Harini Kaporas Mishkovoi, meaning that I should take any harm that should rightfully go on their nefesh. The din of Gehenna is maximum 12 months, although we have a minug differently to only say Kaddish for 11 months, which attests that the mace was not a Rasha and therefore does not have a full 12-month sentence. After 12 months, when even Rishoyim would finish their sentence in Gehenna, he should say, or write, Zichroino Levrocha Lechayo Elam Abba, or Zichroino Levrocha Lechayo Elam Abba. Aruch HaShulchan, or the Shach says to do this even within 12 months, but the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is not the Minug, only after 12 months. These halachas apply to a father and a mother. Now, it's if Tzedekah just says that even if someone's father is a Rasha, and he did Averis consistently, he still has a chiyuv of kibud and yira. Even a mamzer is chayiv to honor his father, even though his mamzeris is often because of his father's immoral behavior. There are those that paskin differently, that one is not chayiv to honor his father, who's a rasha, as long as he had not done tshuva. This is the opinion of the Tor and the Mordechai, brought down by the Rama. It's still usher to cause him tsar, according to that opinion, but one should be machmer like the first shita, and even give kavod to a rasha parent. And Sefio the Kitzer tells us, if someone sees his father being over something in the Torah, he's being over a lav, he shouldn't say, hey, you're being over what the Torah says. That's aser. Rather, he should say, Tati, doesn't it say in the Torah not to murder? Doesn't it say that what you're doing is aser? As if it's a question, but not a warning or musr. And then the father can understand for himself, and that detracts from any busha. The Shulchan Aruch brings down that if the father also quotes something incorrectly, the son shouldn't correct him. He should just do it in an indirect manner. And Sefer Aleph, the Kitzer says, if one's father tells him to do an avera, to go against the Torah, whether it's an asay or a lav, even if it's a derabbanon, he's not to listen to him. The pasuk says, "Ish imay v'aviv tiroi v'eshab soy se tishmaru ani Hashem aleikechem," and Shabbos is put right next to Kibbet Avayim in the pasuk to tell us that even though, yes, you have to honor father and mother, but if one's father tells him to be mechal Shabbos, he should not listen to him. And this applies with all other mitzvahs, because it says at the end of the pasuk, "Ani Hashem aleikechem," that yes, one must honor his father and mother, but his father and mother also must honor me, and therefore, don't be mevatel what the Rabbeinu Shleilim says for what they're saying. And this would also apply to Yisrael Derabbanan, because they are all the words of the Rabbanan are the words of Hashem. It says that the pasuk of Loi Sasser gives them that koyach. Ketzer gives an example. If someone's father says, don't talk to that person, and don't be moichel him, right? He did something wrong, and don't forgive him. But the son wants to make peace. He doesn't have to listen to his father's hakpadas, because it's also to hate another Jew, unless you see him doing an avera. There are some situations where there may be a heter, because in this case, the father is in fact telling him to go against the Torah, and therefore, one should ignore his father in those cases. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.